are viscous forces. And so this creates a turbulent flow. And that sounds kind of counterintuitive. Why would a turbulent flow actually make you propel through the water faster? But it actually, it's a very narrow band that develops over around here. And it actually keeps the flow from separating for a longer time until it actually reaches around this surface. And then it starts to separate. So that high Reynolds number and those small vortices actually create a much better method of propelling through the water without using any more thrust like in the tail fin. And so overall, just a summary, we used fish need to overcome two different types of drag forces, and they use their slime coats and streamlined bodies. And then the buoyancy force they overcome with that swim bladder. And then the stability is used in their control surfaces or their fins for roll, pitch, and yaw. And propulsion is used by the sinusoidal waves that they generate that cause vortex generations being carried out further downstream. And what's unique about that too is you see fish generally swim in groups. And what happens is fish, almost like cyclists, they like to go in the wake of other cyclists to actually give them an edge. Fish do the exact same thing when they're swimming together. You can actually, they stay in the water for a while. So you can use those vortices to give you an edge. And then the textures, which we just went over. So what it does, it raises the Reynolds number, which it increases the inertial to viscous forces, increases turbulent flow in a very narrow field, which causes lower form drag, and then gives you higher propulsion for less actual exertion. And then that's it. They cannot swim backwards, but their turnaround rates are extremely fast, and we can't replicate them yet. There's a lot of research in that, trying to design robotics to actually use that. And what they use is that sinusoidal vortex. They can create them and swim around them to make them turn around real quick.
So if we put fish in a very high viscosity fluid, like glycerol, they just kind of flip around and not move. Well,
correct.
Okay,
mm-hmm. So if you ever looked at bacteria, how they swim?
The paper I actually looked up, they went through how bacteria use it. They actually use very low Reynolds numbers.
Right.
And so their methods were different, and I didn't delve too deeply into it, but it was unique that, yeah, certain organisms are geared towards using low Reynolds numbers as opposed to high Reynolds numbers. It creates a better, that turbulent flow, that separation. Where was that chalk? I don't know where she put hers. So you saw in the golf ball, the flow that they had was here and it separated back here. If you looked at a zoomed in version of the scales, they kind of look like this. So it actually goes like that. So it kind of helps it separate, dictate where it'll separate. Right around this edge, it won't be able to do it anymore. So it kind of just took the top portion of this and put it on there. So yeah, fish scales aren't as efficient as the shark skin because the fish scales are more like they lay on top of each other, kind of like that. Any more questions?